We see them everywhere we shop. Plastics. They're easy, they're convenient, and they're a serious concern for the environment. Discarded plastics and microplastics, they end up in our landfills and find their way to our oceans, posing dangers to our marine life and long-term risks to our ecosystem. I was reading an EPA blog that had a stunning thought. Much of the plastic ever made is still around today. A lot of research here at ARS focuses on food. After all, we are part of USDA. But we're also stewards of the environment, and therefore, always looking for ways to protect our precious Earth.
I hope we can leave the world greener, more greener than when we came in, you know? So hopefully we can develop some products which really helps the environment.
That's Dr. Atunu Biswas, a research chemist at the Plant Polymer Research Unit in Peoria, Illinois. Dr. Biswas is developing biodegradable plastics comprised of biomass, in this case, cotton gin trash.
Our goal is to make bio-based polymers using renewable resources such as agricultural byproducts. These materials are biodegradable and sustainable. In the case of cotton gin trash, this is a byproduct nobody wants. So our approach is to blend inexpensive agro-based biodegradable material such as cotton gin trash with more expensive polymers such as polyvinyl alcohol.
Cotton gin trash is the waste material left over after cotton is processed for clothes, medical materials, and other textiles. Cotton producers still use cotton gin machines, which were invented back in the late 1700s. Farmers toss large cotton bales into the cotton gin, which looks like a huge mechanical drum with hooks, and the hooks separate the fibers from the seeds and other unwanted plant waste. The waste piles up on the farmland with very little value. Dr. Biswas has taken this cheap, abundant resource and turning it into an environmentally friendly polymer that can reduce the amount of synthetic polyvinyls used in plastics, as well as shampoos, paints, and other applications.
Polyvinyl alcohol is kind of expensive. So we thought, why not we replace some of the polyvinyl alcohol with cotton gin trash, which is very cheap.
Cost is something that's not always talked about in science, but it's vitally important. You see, it's one thing to come up with an environmentally friendly product that could replace plastic, but if the new product is too expensive to produce, that's a tough sell to the industry. The beauty of agricultural waste is that it's biodegradable, abundant, and cheap. Researchers are also finding that the simplicity of biomass makes it relatively easy to turn into polymers, oils, and other earth-friendly products.
Price is the key, you know, and since we are using agricultural excess, I cannot get anything cheaper. It is almost creating wealth from waste. That's our approach.
Dr. Biswas mentioned that industry members are very interested in his biodegradable polymer blends, and considering the amount of cotton gin trash available, it wouldn't be difficult to scale up to meet commercial demand.
Since World War II, the synthetic polymers have grown to dominate many of the items in our homes. Clothing, toiletries, packaging, containers, personal care, almost anything around us are polymers. So for many years, these materials, after our use, has been dumped into landfills, which are unsightly and take up space. What can we do? Our solution is agro-based biodegradable polymer. These can benefit environment in several ways. They can be formulated to have similar properties as synthetic polymers, but they are more easily disposed of and recycled. They may lessen burden on our existing landfills and lessen the impact on environment.